this season of Easter. Our first readings have been coming from the Acts of the Apostles, where we have followed along with great marvel and wonder at the amazing missionary exploits and endeavors of great saints and apostles like Paul and Peter, Mark and John. It truly is astonishing what they were able to accomplish. But it's also important to remember that even in the early church in the first century, that there were also very prominent and important lay people who were assisting the apostles in their missionary endeavors, and indeed who had an integral role in the spreading of the faith in the early church. In today's first reading, we hear of one such couple, a married couple, Priscilla and Aquila, who were both Jews by origin, met each other and were married in Rome, were converts to the way of Christ, followers of Christ, sometime in the 40s, and were among the Jews who were expelled from Rome by the Emperor Claudius. The Roman historian Suetonius tells us that among the Jews themselves, there was an uprising and bickering revolving around a dispute around a certain individual he called Christus, which of course meant Christ. And here what we're speaking about then is a conflict among the Jews from those who are following Christ and seeing him as being the fulfillment of everything that the Jews were following from the Old Testament, and those who did not believe. And the Emperor Claudius basically got fed up with the whole lot of them and kicked them all out of Rome. Priscilla and Aquila went to Corinth, and there in the early 50s they met St. Paul and befriended him, actually worked together as tent makers, or people who are making large domestic drapes, and even invited Paul to come and stay with them as they were supporting him in his mission. And they truly became an insurmountable or an inseparable part of the great work of St. Paul during that particular period. There's three particular contributions of Priscilla and Aquila that I would like to share that really highlight the beauty of their married vocation and also the prominence of the laity in the first century of Christianity. The first part is that St. Paul tells us when he refers to Priscilla and Aquila, he calls them my fellow workers in Christ who risked their necks for me. In other words, Paul feels incredibly indebted by the great support which he has felt from Priscilla and Aquila, even to the point that they are risking their lives in order to assist Paul in proclaiming Jesus Christ. And this really is an incredible contribution which they were giving to St. Paul and to the early church, that they were truly collaborators with him in the spreading of the word. And this too reminds us even today of the great collaboration and cooperation which is needed between those in the clerical state and those in the lay state within the church, that each are necessary, each are vitally needed according to the gifts which they are bringing to the church. The second dimension of Priscilla and Aquila, which is worth highlighting, is that in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he is writing from Ephesus, and Priscilla and Aquila have actually joined him there, and he sends his greetings back to Corinth, but he also sends the greetings of Priscilla and Aquila and all who gather at their house for church. And here we can see that, or we're reminded that in the first century, there were no Christian churches to go to. When the Christians weren't welcome to go to the synagogue to worship, they were worshiping Christ and celebrating Eucharist in domestic homes. And so Priscilla and Aquila, their home was used as a place for the gathering of the ecclesial or of the church community for the celebration of the Eucharist. And here it is a reminder to us that every family from Priscilla and Aquila are called to be a kind of domestic church, a place where one can come to encounter Christ, and in particular, where the family members themselves and children in a family have a place where they are able to encounter the risen Lord Jesus. And this was already seen in the first century, and indeed, the prominence of gathering at the house church of Priscilla and Aquila was something not lost on Paul. Because of his close contact with them, we also hear Paul develop analogies like The love between a married couple is like that between Jesus and the church. And indeed, even indirectly, that Paul comes to see the entire church as really being an image of what the family of God is meant to be, where he sees the church as a family of God. And a lot of this he's having through his personal relationship with Priscilla and Aquila as a married couple. And thirdly and finally, the final point that I'd like to highlight from Priscilla and Aquila comes directly from today's first reading, which is quite fascinating in a way. Apollos, we are told, is a very learned man. He is very familiar with the scriptures. He has been instructed in the way, but his formation isn't yet complete. He's only aware of the baptism of John the Baptist and not yet the baptism that Jesus came to bring. And therefore, Priscilla and Aquila take Apollos aside and they actually help to form him or to correct him in his preaching so that it can truly be in conformity with the one apostolic faith. Of course, we can marvel at the humility of Apollos that he is willingly accepting correction from the tent makers, Priscilla and Aquila, who have been formed by Paul. But it also highlights the important contribution that lay people have in the formation of priests. In fact, it's important to remember every priest comes from a family, he comes from a domestic church, and in that way, his first formation really is something that he receives from the goodness of his parents. And this, too, is something that we see highlighted in today's first reading, that Priscilla and Aquila help in the formation of Apollos to round out and help him to preach the full truth of Jesus Christ. So, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this sixth Saturday of Easter, let us truly give thanks to God and have our hearts be filled with gratitude for this great collaboration and cooperation that was going on in the first century church, working to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to all people. Let us ask that as a church of today, that we would truly be a church that esteems and appreciates the gifts that each one brings to offer, whether that be married couples, single people, religious sisters, or clergy, that all collaborating together, we have the role to build up together the body of Christ and to proclaim the good news that Jesus himself came to reveal and give to us. Amen.